From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Police in Harris County, Texas, are still looking for the gunman who shot and killed a deputy sheriff last night. Deputy Darren Goforth was shot several times at a gas station while he was refueling his patrol car. At a news conference a short time ago, Harris County District Attorney Devin Anderson called the killing an assault on the fabric of society.
It is time for the silent majority in this country to support law enforcement. There are a few bad apples in every profession. That does not mean that there should be open warfare declared on law enforcement.
The Harris County Sheriff says a video camera shows several people were at the gas station during the shooting, and they're asking for witnesses and anyone with information to come forward. 10 years ago today, Hurricane Katrina slammed into the U.S. Gulf Coast, and hard-hit areas are holding memorials and ceremonies to mark the anniversary today. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports from New Orleans.
President Clinton is leading a lineup of national political officials in praising New Orleans for its resilience. It's the central message of Mayor Mitch Landrieu, who has also noted that progress has not been equally distributed. The morning featured wreath-laying ceremonies, including one in the Lower Ninth Ward, which is still struggling to recover. Thousands of volunteers signed up for a day of service, working on neighborhood projects throughout the city. The community rally is being held in an arena next to the Superdome. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
What was Tropical Storm Erica has dissipated. All warnings and watches have been canceled. Remnants are moving over Cuba, offering some possible relief from a drought. A temporary truce between two warring areas in Syria is now over. As NPR's Allison Muse reports, negotiations between the Syrian government's patron, Iran, and a rebel group have broken down.
The Syrian army and its ally Hezbollah are again bombarding the town of Zebedani. It's the last rebel enclave along Syria's border with Lebanon. Across the country, Islamist rebel factions are attacking two of the last regime-held villages in the north. The besieged villages are home to Syria's Shia minority. The rebels say they're using them as a pressure point on the regime forces attacking Zebedani. Earlier this month, Iran began negotiating with Syrian rebels in Istanbul. And this is the second time a truce has broken down without result. Activists from both warring sides tell NPR that Iran is pushing for a population exchange. Allison Muse, NPR News, Beirut.
Austrian police say they've stopped a van carrying 26 migrants from Syria, Afghanistan, and Bangladesh. Authorities say they found three young children suffering from dehydration and close to death. They've been hospitalized. The Romanian driver is under arrest. This is NPR. The U.S. and international champions will be determined today at the Little League World Series. Also on the line is a spot to play for the world title tomorrow. From South Williamsport, Pennsylvania, Tim Lambert of member station WITF takes a look at the U.S. contest between Pennsylvania and Texas.
Pennsylvania's team has been the talk of the tournament. Hailing from Lewisberry near Harrisburg, Redland has powered its way through its first three games, outscoring its opponents 30-8. The squad from Pearland, Texas, is looking for revenge after being shut out by Pennsylvania Wednesday 3-0. Pearland clawed its way to the U.S. title game with an 8-inning win over Benita, California, but it was a costly victory. Texas will be without its top three pitchers today. For NPR News, I'm Tim Lambert at the Little League World Series in South Williamsport.
Somali-born British runner Mo Farah has made history, winning the same two distance events in three successful global championships. At the World Athletics Championship in Beijing today, Farah won the 5,000-meter race after winning the 10,000 earlier this week. He won both events at the last Olympics and at the previous World Championship, and tells the BBC he's jubilant over clinching his third double.
It's great to make history, and, you know, I do feel great tonight to come out here and to make a double. It means so much to me. I was on the phone to my wife. I'm thinking, yeah.
Observers at the races say Farah made the victories look easy. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.